Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers about a possible way to boost the fat production in your dairy herd, and it might come from a way that you maybe haven't thought about. You know, there's been some interesting research conducted at the Miner Institute over the last few years that has some interesting results in terms of how animal behavior might impact the milk fat percent that we see in our herds. Interestingly, that of all the behaviors that they've looked at, the strongest positive correlation is between the time spent ruminating while lying down versus increases in milk fat. So how do we do that? Well, many of you are familiar with the Penn State particle size box, basically three different screens in a bottom pan, and we separate the TMR out based on particle size using that. You know, we spent a lot of time being concerned that the amount of feed that is left on the top screen, or the 19 millimeter screen, is really important in stimulating rumination. However, research that is coming out of the Miner Institute actually indicates that we need to really pay attention to the percent of the particles that remain on top of the second sieve, or the 8 millimeter sieve. Those seem to be more effective in stimulating chewing than particles that remain on the top sieve. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to rethink how they use the Penn State particle size box to stimulate rumination in their dairy cows.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.